أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا اليهود والنصارى أولياء بعضهم أولياء بعض ومن يتولهم منكم فإنه منهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي We have heard and we have read three very stern pronouncements of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ And I said that if you look to the Muslims of today, most of us, they come under the judgment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's the way out? What can you do? What can I do? How to absolve ourselves of this big charge? Well, I can't change the whole nation, the whole country. So what to do? So there must be some way out. The way out is there. If we decide that we shall all our life we shall devote our energies primarily to changing this system and establish Islam, then personally it will be a kafara for us. We have not reconciled with the system. We are not cooperating with the system. We are not after money and property and so on and so forth. If we are devoting all our energies, capabilities, all time, except for the little that we need for only subsistence in this world. You need something to eat. You need some roof over your heads. But the minimum subsistence level, we spend our time and money and capabilities only to that level, subsistence level, minimum, and reserve the energies and time and capabilities and everything to establish the deen of Allah. Then personally we shall be absolved. This will become a kafara for us. That is the way out. Now let us proceed further. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattakhudhu al-yahuda wan-nasara awliya. O you who believe, don't take the Jews and the Christians as friends. This is a very categorical statement. You can have business relations, you can have good social relations, but friendship is something else. Just as I told you, khulla, وَاتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا And the Prophet says, لَوْ كُنْتُ مُتَّخِذًا خَلِيلًا لَاتَّخَذْتُ أَبَا بَكْرٍ خَلِيلًا In the same way, awliya, protector, real friends, on whom you depend, And this is categorical. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu la tattakhudhu al-yahuda wan-nasara awliya. Ba'dhum awliya wa ba'd. They are friends to each other. They are protectors to each other. Now about these words, recently it came to my mind that actually when Quran was being revealed, this was not the condition. They were not friends to each other. They have been the Jews and the Christians, throughout history, they have been bittermost enemies to each other. Then why is Quran saying this? Wherever the Christians had the authority and power, they persecuted the Jews. Wherever the Jews came into power, even about half a century before the advent of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so many Christians were burnt alive in Yemen. By Abu Nawas, a Jew king. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْمَعُودِ وَشَاهِدِ وَمَشْهُودِ قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ النَّارِ ذَاتِ الْوَقُودِ إِذْ هُمْ عَلَيْهَا قُعُودٌ وَهُمْ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ الشُّهُودِ To which incident these ayat relate? They have been bittermost enemies to each other. It was actually a prophecy for this time which was going to come. Jews slowly and slowly eroded the Christian society, entered it from the back door, like viruses. First of all, they divided them into Protestants and Catholics. Then they used the Protestants, they roared over them. The West, white Anglo-Saxon Protestants, they became the tools in the hands of the Jews. And now recently they have conquered the Catholicism also. When they could extract from the Pope the verdict that these Jews are not responsible for the crucifixion of. And now Vatican has recognized Israel. And the embassy of Vatican is going to be established in Jerusalem. And Pope is going to visit Jerusalem. Isaac Rabin, he requested Pope when he was coming back from Washington, going back, I should say from here, going back from Washington to Tel Aviv. And he stopped over in Rome and had an audience with the Pope. And he got a promise that I will come and visit. Now they have conquered. But still they are not friends actually. Jews have conquered them. They are riding them. So this is the condition. But now they are helping each other. For United States of America, safety of Israel is priority number one in everything. Foreign policy, economic policy, everything. Priority number one, and they say it openly now. Now they don't fear to say it and proclaim it. Because after the demise of USSR, now because they are the sole supreme power on earth, they don't fear to say it out openly. So this is the condition which has happened today. These words were prophetic words of prophecy and denoting to our times. Otherwise, at the time of the Prophet, they were not friends to each other. And they were not friends to each other at least for 1,000 years after that. It was after the rise of Protestantism in Europe that they started controlling. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ And whosoever from amongst you makes friends with them, فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ He is also from among them. Very stern warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is happening today in the Arab world? I need not say anything. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِ الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ Verily Allah is not going to guide such evildoers. فَتَرَى الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ يُسَارِعُونَ فِيهِمْ Now coming back to the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again a mention is being made of the hypocrites, the munafiqeen. تَرَى الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ You will see those people who have a disease in their hearts. These words denote nifaq. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ مِمَّا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ In the very second section of Surah Al-Baqarah. فَتَرَى الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ يُسَارِعُونَ فِيهِمْ They are running about in them, moving about in them. They want to please them, keep them pleased. The munafiqeen, they wanted to keep them pleased, the Jews. يَقُولُونَ نَخْشَىٰ أَن تُصِيبَنَا دَائِرَةٌ If somebody asks them, what are you doing? Why are you going so close to them? Why do you meet them so often? Why are you seen so often in their company? What was the reply? يَقُولُونَ نَخْشَىٰ أَن تُصِيبَنَا دَائِرَةٌ We fear that any turn of event may prove disastrous for us. As I said last night, we can't keep all the eggs in one basket. We have to keep some good offices, but God knows, maybe they get the upper hand. What shall we do then? This is their character. فَعَسَلَّهُ أَنْ يَعْتِيَ بِالْفَتْحِ So, maybe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings victory for the Muslims. أَوْ أَمْرٍ مِّنْ إِنْدِهِ Or another some commandment comes from him. فَيُسْبِحُ عَلَى مَا أَصَرُّ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ نَادِمِينَ And then these people will have to repent. And be remorseful, and they will have to regret on what they had in their hearts. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا And then the true moments will say, أَهَوْلَاءِ الَّذِينَ أَقْسَمُوا بِاللَّهِ جَهَدَ أَيْمَانِهِمْ Are these the people who were swearing as much as they could? إِنَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ That they are with us. But you know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala exposed them, they will wonder, who are these people? They were munafiqs. We thought them to be Muslims, Mu'mins, and they always swore by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by God, we are with you. Trust us. Habita ta'amalu. All their good deeds have gone in vain. They have been praying behind Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the mosque, where one salah gives the reward of 50,000. Only for the mu'min, not for the munafiq. All their deeds will go in vain. Fasbahu khasireen. And they will be the losers, the biggest losers. Now come a set of three ayat, which are amongst the most important ayat of the Quran. And here we shall find the word irtidad. What is irtidad? Radda, yaruddo, to turn somebody else. Turn that away. Irtidad, to turn yourself back. Irtidad. And irtidad is also a legal thing and a hidden thing. As I told you, real iman versus legal iman. A munafiq is legally a mu'min, but really a kafir. So real iman versus legal iman. Real nifaq, real kufr versus legal kufr. And now, third category, real irtidad and legal irtidad. Legally, if person is murtad, when he openly says that I am not a Muslim now, converts to Christianity or to any other religion, he becomes a Hindu or both, or so, he declares it. He is a legal murtad. But somebody is hiding in him. He has become kafir. But he doesn't want to declare. Just as the munafiq. Inna alladhina amanu summa kafaru summa amanu summa kafaru summa zdadu kufran. They have become kafirs. They were murtad, but not legal murtad. Murtad within. And same is the case of a person, please note, who joins the party of Allah, Hizbullah. He says, I devote myself for Allah and His deen. And when there are difficulties and tests and tribulations, he starts retracting his steps. Going back. Going to the rear. Shading into the background. This is irtidad. But this is essential irtidad, not legal irtidad. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, man yartadda minkum an deenihi. Oh, you who believe, be warned. Whosoever amongst you will retrace his steps from real iman to real kufr, remaining a legal Muslim all the time. فَصَافَ يَعْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ. So Allah doesn't care about them. Allah doesn't care about you. Allah will bring another people. يَعْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. Allah will bring in your place another nation, another community, whom He will love and they will love Him. It's a mutual bond of love between Allah and His servants and bondsmen. أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They'll be very lenient and humble to the Muslims. A'izzatin alal kafirin. And stern. And firm. Against the kuffar. Against the disbelievers. Yujahiduna fi sabilillah. And they will make jihad in the way of Allah. Wala yakhafun lawmata laim. And they will never fear. Or never care for the reproach of any reproacher. This reproach is also friendly sometimes. What has happened to you? You are not looking after your family correctly. You are devoting your time more to your party. You are not looking after your family. You are spending in the way of Allah, going on, going on. You are not keeping something with you for bad days to come. This reproach can be friendly. वापस नहीं फेरा कोई फरमान जुनू का तन्हा नहीं लौटी कभी आवाज जरस की खैरियत जां राहत तन सेहत दामा सब भूल गई मसलहत अहले हवस की इस राह में जो सब पे गुजरती है सो गुजरी तन्हा कसे जिंदा कभी रुसवा सरे बाजार کرچے ہے بہت شیخ سرے گوشہ ممبر، درجے ہے بہت اہل حکم برسر دربار، چھوڑا نہیں غیروں نے کوئی ناوی کے دشنام، اور چھوٹی نہیں اپنوں سے کوئی طرز ملامت، اس عشق نہ اس عشق پہ نادم ہے مگر دل، ہر داغ ہے اس دل میں بجز داغ ندامت. اے ٹرو مومن ہی ڈیوٹس ہمسیلف، ہی انویسٹس ہمسیلف، ہی ڈزنٹ کیئر فار ہز کیریئر، فار ہز بزنس. پیپل ول سے ہی از اے فول. اے نو مینو کما آمن سفہا، شوڈ وی آلسو بیکم لائک دیز فولس؟ دے ڈونٹ ہیو اینی تھاٹ اباؤٹ دیئر فیوچر، they are not mindful of their benefits and interests, they are crazy, they are fanatics. Well, Allah loves such fanatics. Ya ayyuhallazina amanu man yartadda minkum an dinihi fasawfa yati Allahu biqaumin yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbunahu. Three dimensions. May Allah give us this character. But there are three constituent aspects of this character. A mutual love between Allah and you. يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. Allah loves them and they love him. عَزِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ عَزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Tough on the unbelievers and very lenient and humble towards the believers. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Third dimension. They are exerting and devoting everything for the cause of Allah, to make the deen of Allah supreme. And they are not caring for any reproacher. He is reproaching either in an opposing way or in an advising way. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is the bounty of Allah. He gives to whomsoever He pleases. May Allah include us in them. وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. And don't think the treasures of the bounty of Allah are not limited. All resourceful. He is all resourceful. And He knows everything. He knows who is worthy of this bounty. He doesn't throw it. His bounty is not to be thrown away. He knows who is worthy to have it. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Again, three things. You must take Allah as your wali, number one. Your protector, your friend. وَرَسُولَهُ, number two. And his messenger. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And number three, those who have faith, who believe. And what is the character of those? Again, three things. Three dimensions of the character. يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَهُ. عَزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. Three dimensions of the character of a Muslim whom Allah loves. Three friends for you. Allah number one, His messenger number two, and Ahle Iman. And what are those Ahle Iman? How do you identify them? الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ. Who establish regular prayer. يُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ. And they pay the obligatory charity. وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. Most of the people have misunderstood this point. رَاكِعُونَ, and they keep bowing. What do you mean by bowing? When they give their alms, they give with humility. Not they think that, oh, I am superior to you, I am giving to you this charity. In humility. Because we have read in Surah Al-Baqarah that this sadaqat and this infaq, the first priority should be to those people who have devoted all their time to the service of deen. They don't have time now to earn their livelihood. You should look after them. And such people will not beg you. لا يسألون الناس إلحافا. They are not going to beg you. You will have to find them. And you will have to request, please accept this thing. I know, you have devoted your time for the deen of Allah. You don't have time to earn your livelihood. I want to share. But please accept. So that is, وَيُوتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. Not arrogantly. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Whosoever passed this test, that his friendship is number one for Allah, and number two for Rasul, and number three for Ahl Iman. فَإِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. Then such a party of Allah will triumph, inshallah. But if you keep in view your blood relations and your friendships and your business relations and so on and so forth, this should be your priorities. Allah, Rasul, and Ahl Iman. And those Ahl Iman, not the munafiqs, real enemies. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا الذين اتخذوا دينكم هزوا ولعبا من الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم والكفار أولياء. Oh you who believe, don't take those people, either they are from the mushrikeen, kuffar, or from those who were given the book before. Don't take them as friends if they mock at your deen. Laiban, make it a playing thing. They used to laugh at Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to mock at the deen. And who were they? They were the Jews doing it. But people who were friends to them, they were sitting in that company. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forbidding them. لَا تَتَخِذُونَ أَوْلِيَا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Fear Allah, have his regard if you are real mu'mins. You should not be tolerant, so to say, to all this type of things. وَإِذَا نَادَيْتُ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ اتَّخَذُوهَا هُزُوًا وَلَعِبًا. When you call for prayer, when you give adhan, well, they laugh at it. What are they doing? They mock at it. They make it a piece of playing. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And this is because they don't have the real knowledge. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O people of the book, هَلْ تَنْقِمُونَ مِنَّا إِلَّا أَنْ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Are you hostile to us and full of revenge against us only because we believe in Allah? And we believe also in what has been sent down to us, and we believe also in what was sent down to you. وَإِنَّ أَكْسَرَكُمْ فَاسِقُونَ. Verily, most of you, aksar, majority of you, most of you, they are the transgressors. قُلْ هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِشَرٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مَثُوبَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Say to them, should I tell you what is more bad than this, worse than this, as a retribution from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Recompense? What is that? مَنْ لَعَنَهُ اللَّهِ. Whom Allah has cursed. وَغَزِبْ عَلَيْهِ. And his wrath has come down on him. وَجَعْلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. And he transformed some of them into apes, turned them into monkeys and swine. وَعَبَدَ الطَّاغُوتَ. And they became subservient bondsmen to Tahut, those who are in rebellion against Allah. أُولَٰئِكَ شَرٌ مَكَانًا وَضَلُّ عَنْ سَبَاءِ السَّبِيلِ. They are much worse in position and rank, and they are the most farthest away. They are the farthest away from the straight path. وَإِذَا جَاءَكُمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا. And when now they come to you, O Muslims, that was their behavior in the company of the Jews. Now when they come to you, O Muslims, قَالُوا آمَنَّا. They say, we also believe. We are with you. We have the faith. وَقَدْ دَخَلُوا بِالْكُفْرِ وَهُمْ قَدْ خَرَجُوا بِهِ. Although reality is that when they entered with kufr. And when they went away with kufr. They never tasted the taste of iman. Even when they came in your company, maybe they spent an hour with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even that didn't benefit him. He came, he entered with kufr, went out with kufr. إِذَا جَاءُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَقَدْ دَخَلُوا بِالْكُفْرِ وَهُمْ قَدْ خَرَجُوا بِهِ وَاللَّهُ عَلِمَ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْتُمُونَ. And Allah is very much aware of what they are hiding. وَتَرَى كَثِيرًا مِنْهُمْ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَأَكْلِهِمُ السُّحْتَ. And you will see many of them running about, striving for what? For sin and transgression, and eating haram, devouring haram, consuming what is unlawful. لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Very bad and evil what they are doing. لَوْلَا يَنْهَاهُمُ الرَّبَّانِيُّونَ وَالْأَحْبَارُ عَنْ قَوْلِهِمُ الْإِسْمَ وَأَكْلِهِمُ السُّحْتَ. Now this is another dimension of the decay of a society, of a Muslim society. Who were the Jews? They were the Muslims of the past. Weren't they? They were the former Muslim Ummah. وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. When a Muslim society goes down, decays, one of the signs and symptoms of the disease is that the spiritual and religious leaders, they stop doing their duty. Their duty is to enjoin whatever is correct and right and to forbid from whatever is wrong. If they claim to be leaders, if they claim to be knowledgeable in deen, if they claim to have some purification of souls and spirits, this is their first duty. لَوْلَا يَنْهَاهُمُ الرَّبَّانِيُّونَ Why are their rabbis not forbidding them? They are taking money from them and that's all else. Balahbar and their ulama, their jurists, their fuqaha, they should have forbidden them. لَوْلَا يَنْهَاهُمُ الرَّبَّانِيُّونَ وَالْأَحْبَارُ عَنْ قَالِهِمُ الْإِسْمَ وَأَكْلِهِمُ السُّحْتِ Why didn't they forbid them from uttering of sin and devouring and consuming what is unlawful? لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَصْنَعُونَ It's very bad and evil what they are doing, what are they making, but they are preparing for their own future of the hereafter. وَقَالَتِ الْيَهُودُ يَدُ اللَّهِ مَغْلُولَةٌ And the Jews say, Allah's hands have been tied up. Why did they say this? For us, there is no good for Allah now. For us, there is no good with Allah. He has deposed us, and He has given this position to Muslims. Yadullah maghloola. His hands are tied up now. In another sense, they used to say, when Allah says, Aqridullah aqridan hasana, He is poor, we are rich, nahnu aghniya. Allahu faqirun wa nahnu aghniya. So these are the utterances. Qalihumul ism. Wa qalat al-yahudu yadullah maghloola. Qullat aydihim. Actually, their hands have been tied up. They have been withheld from accepting the real faith and real deen. Their way to real path has been obstructed. Lu'inu bima qalu. And they have been cursed for what they have been saying. بَلْ يَدَاهُ مَبْسُوتَتَانِ يُنْفِقُ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ While Allah's both hands are outstretched, He spends whatever He wishes. وَلَيَزِيدَنَّ كَسِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ تُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever He has sent down to you, O Muslims, it is adding up and it will go on adding up in these Jews. The rebellion as well as blasphemy. The more Allah is giving you, the more they are jealous. Their heart burning is increasing. The more they are going against Allah and His Messenger, the more Allah is blessing you. The farther away they go from the blessings of Allah. وَالْقَيْنَا بَيْنَهُمُ الْعَذَابَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ And we have put or cast between them enmity and hatred till the day of resurrection. كُلَّمَا أَوْقَدُوا نَارًا لِلْحَرْبِ أَطْفَأَ اللَّهِ Whenever they try to kindle a fire for war, what does it mean? The Jews in the Medina, they always conspired and they always encouraged the Makki Mushrikeen to come and invade. We shall help you from within. You come and invade. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most of the times, when they wanted to kindle the fire of war, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extinguished it. أَطْفَأَ اللَّهِ وَيَسْعَوْنَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَسَادًا And they are trying to create mischief in the land. وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُفْسِدِينَ And verily, Allah doesn't like such mischief mongers. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا And had these people of the book believed in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and in this Quran, وَاتَّقَوْا And had they taken to taqwa, لَكَفَّرْنَا عَنْهُمْ We would have blotted out from them. لَكَفَّرْنَا عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ All their evil deeds. وَلَأَدْخَلْنَاهُمْ جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ And we would have made them enter, admitted them to the gardens of bliss. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ Now another very important term of Quran. Acting upon Quran, acting upon the book of Allah, the first term that was discussed in thrice or four times or five times in one section. Hukum bima anzalallah. Anehkum bima anzalallahu ilaykum. You have to decide and judge according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. The other one is إِقَامَةُ مَا أُنزِلَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Whatever Allah has sent down, establish it. This is as a system. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you as his deen is actually a politico-socio-economic system based on justice. At individual level, حُكُمْ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. At collective level, at social level, at the level of the state and society. إِقَامَةُ مَا أُنزِلَ مِنَ اللَّهِ. To establish whatever has been sent down by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which we, in our case, is called إِقَامَةُ الدِّينِ. أَنَقِيمُ الدِّينَ وَلَا تَتَفَرَّقُوا فِيهِ. And what does إِقَامَةُ الدِّينِ means? إِقَامَةُ of Quran. All the rules and laws, all the do's and don'ts of Quran, establish them. In a wholesome way, as an organic whole, not part of it. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْضٍ فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ أَشَدِّ الْعَذَابِ. Not that. Whole of it. So now you read these words. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ. Had they established Torah and Injil, وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, and whatever was sent down to them from their Lord. Because Wahi continued to come to other prophets also. Torah and Injil. And we have so many books. Books of Yasriya and books of such and such Nabi in the Old Testament. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. If they had established it, لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ. They would have eaten from their, over their heads also and from underneath their feet also. What does it mean? The sky would have poured down all the barakat, all the blessings, and the earth would have brought out all its hidden treasures for them. These barakat, these blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have come to them had they established the deen of Allah, the book of Allah. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ أَقَامُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَأَكَلُوا مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِهِمْ مِنْهُمْ أُمَّةٌ مُقْتَصِدَةٌ. Among them there is some group which is moderate and just. Few people are there. It's not that all the Jews had gone that way. But again the same saying in Arabic, hukmul aksare hukmul kul. When the majority goes that way, it means the whole nation is gone. But in all, even in the worst times, some individuals remain. As Allama Iqbal said, خال خال اس قوم میں اب تک نظر آتے ہیں وہ کرتے ہیں اشکِ سحرگاہی سے جو ظالم وضو. Even in the Muslim Ummah today, there are individuals, very pious people, very good-hearted people. But what percentage of this Ummah is of that type? The majority has gone very far off. منہم امت مقتصد وکثیر منہم ساء ما یعملون. Many among them, the majority of them, it's very evil what they are doing. يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Oh, Messenger of Allah, convey whatever has been sent down to you from your Lord. You can't conceal even one ayah. Quran contains even those ayat in which there was admonition for the Prophet himself. لِمَا تُحَرِّمُ مَا أَحَلَّ اللَّهُ لَكَ. Was it a very pleasant sentence for the Prophet? عَبَسَ وَتَوَلَّا أَنْ جَاهُ الْعَمَى وَمَا يُدْرِيكَ لَعَلَّهُ يَذَّكَّهُ يَذَّكَّرُ فَتَنْفَعُ ذِكْرًا أَمَّا مَنْ اسْتَغْنَى فَأَنْتَ لَهُ تَصَدَّى وَأَمَّا مَنْ جَاكَ يَسْعَى وَهُوَ يَخْشَى فَأَنْتَ عَنْهُ تَلَهَى. Was this very pleasant for the Prophet? But even these had to be conveyed. Even these had to be preserved in the Quran. On no account can you keep anything away. Can you hide anything? يَا أَيُّهَا الرَّسُولُ بَلِّغْ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ. And if you fail to do it, then you would not have fulfilled your duties as Messenger of Allah. وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. And don't fear people. Allah will protect you. You may be tempted to hide something from the people lest they get offended. Don't fear them. وَاللَّهُ يَعْصِمُكَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Allah will protect you. He guarantees your protection. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْكَافِرِينَ. And Allah is not going to lead such thankless people towards the right path. Again the same term. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَسْتُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ حَتَّىٰ تُقِيمُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Tell them, O people of the book, you stand on nothing unless you establish Torah and Injil and whatever was sent down to you. But please read this very ayah in another form also. يَا أَهْلَ الْقُرْآنِ لَسْتُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ حَتَّىٰ تُقِيمُوا الْقُرْآنَ. Allah doesn't weigh with different weights for different peoples. His weights are the same. His rules are the same. لَن تَجَدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا وَلَن تَجَدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا. Same values, the same standards, the same criterion. You are asking me, you are calling me, you are praying me, you are asking my mercy. لَسْتُمَ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ حَتَّىٰ تُقِيمُوا الْقُرْآنَ. You have no face to talk to me unless you establish Quran. That's why we go on praying and praying and praying, even qunut and nazila, for days and days and days and days. But what happened to so many Arab countries in 1967? It happened. What happened to Pakistan in 1971? It happened. People crying, Oh Allah, Ya Allah. Allah doesn't listen. Lastum ala shay. You don't have any face to address us. Who are you? قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَسْتُمْ عَلَىٰ شَيْءٍ حَتَّىٰ تُقِيمُوا التَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَمَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَلَيَزِيدَنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنْهُمْ مَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ رَبِّكَ طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا. Again the same words. What bounty is coming to you, O Muslims? It is making these Yahud and Nasara, whom the book was given before, more arrogant, more rebellious. فَلَا تَعْسَ عَلَىٰ الْقَوْمِ الْكَافِرِينَ. But you don't feel grieved about these. Well, they will have to reap what they are sowing. And they are reaping what they sowed. So you don't feel sorry for them. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالصَّابِعُونَ وَالنَّصَارَى مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. This is nearly exactly the same ayah as came in the 8th section of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is usually misinterpreted. Only one thing is to be added. Verily those who have come to believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ هَادُوا, and also those who became Jews, وَالصَّابِعُونَ, and also the Sabis, it is said that they were the followers of Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam, وَالنَّصَارَى and Christians. مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرَةِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Whosoever had real faith in Allah and the last day, and whosoever was doing good deeds in his own times. You add these words, these are implied here. Till such time that Hazrat Masih didn't come, well, those people who were acting about Torah, who believed in Moses, who believed in Allah, who believed in last day, well, they were okay. فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Their rewards are preserved, ensured. And now when Jesus came, now whosoever becomes a Christian, he accepted Jesus also. Now if he believes in Allah also, and he believes in the last day also, and he is doing good deeds, well, his salvation is ensured. But now when Muhammad has come, whosoever has believed in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, accepted him, and but he must have iman in Allah, faith in the last day, and must do good deeds. Not only because you believe to Muslim Ummah, your salvation is ensured. Not even at that time, before Jesus. Because you believe to the race of Jews, it doesn't mean that you have the salvation for you. Iman billah, iman bil akhirah, and the Rasul, the messenger of that time. Three things. And then you know, good deeds. لَقَدْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ وَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ رُسُلًا. We had taken the covenant from Bani Israel. Again, that surah of covenant I told you. وَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمْ رُسُلًا, and we sent to them so many messengers. I told you the chain of prophets didn't break for 1400 long years in that former Muslim Ummah. From the time of Moses till the time of Jesus. Then was the first break of 600 years. عَلَىٰ فَتْرَةٍ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. Today we have read those words. This was the gap. Otherwise, from Moses till Jesus, 1400 years, no gap. Kullama jahum rasulum bima la tahwa anfusahum. But what had been the attitude of the Jews? When there is a rasul, and he says Allah says so, and they didn't like it. Fariqan kazzabu. Some of them, they belied. Oh, you are wrong. Wa fariqan yaqtulun. And they used to kill so many. They killed John the Baptist. They killed Zechariah. And who killed? Who was the king at that time? You. Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam was murdered at the order of that king, Jew king. Why? The king was very much pleased with the dancing of the daughter of his own wife. But he wanted to have this daughter also in his marriage. And he was very much pleased with him. She danced and he liked. And then the daughter said, I want the head of. He said, whatever you want, I'll fulfill anything that you desire. She said, I want the head of John. Because Hazrat Yahya used to criticize him. Him as well as the mother of that girl. That is why, and he was killed. فَرِيقًا كَذَّبُوا وَفَرِيقًا يَقْتُلُونَ وَحَسِبُوا أَلَّا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةٌ And they thought that there is not going to be any trial for them. We are the chosen people of the Lord. No harm could come to us. فَعَمُوا وَسَمُوا They became blind and deaf. Blind to all realities, deaf to every message of truth from any prophet or messenger. They became blind and deaf. ثُمَّ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept on forgiving them, kept on forgiving them, kept on forgiving them. ثُمَّ عَمُوا وَسَمُوا كَسِيرٌ مِّنْهُمْ But instead of mending their ways, they became more and more blind and more deaf. وَاللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِمَا يَعْمَلُونَ And Allah is seeing and watching what they are doing. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ These words appeared before also. Verily those people have blasphemed. They have uttered blasphemy. They have committed kufr. When they said, إِنَّ اللَّهُ هُوَ الْمَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ Allah himself has come down on earth in the form of Masih ibn Maryam. God incarnate. Just as Hindus have the ideas, Ramchandra was a God incarnate. Krishna is God incarnate. That was the concept of many Christians. Waqal al-Masih. Although Jesus himself had said, Ya Bani Israel, Abudullah, Rabbi wa Rabbakum. O children of Israel, worship Allah, who is my Lord as well as your Lord. Innahu man yushrik billahi faqad harram Allahu alayhi jannah. Verily, who commits shirk with Allah, declares someone to be equal to Allah, to be associate with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the garden of Jannah forbidden for him, out of bounds for them. وَمَا وَاهُ النَّارِ And their abode will be fire. وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنْصَارِ And these evildoers will find no helper. Now because God incarnate concept was mentioned before also. Now the Trinity concept. لَقَدْ كَفَرَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ ثَالِثُ ثَلَاثَةٍ In the same way, and these words are implied, in the same way, those people have also committed blasphemy. They have also become kafir, unbelievers, who say that Allah is the third of the three, Trinity. وَمَا مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ إِلَّا إِلَٰهٌ وَاحِدٌ While there is no God except the only one God. Allah is the only one God. وَإِن لَمْ يَنْتَهُوا مَا يَقُولُونَ And if they don't give up what they are saying, if they don't desist, لَيَمَسَّنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ Very painful torment would come to them. أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ Don't they make repentance towards Allah? Don't they want to return to Allah? فَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ And ask His forgiveness? Allah is forgiving, Allah is merciful. Repent, mend your ways, mend your beliefs, become muwahhid, leave Trinity, is Allah. You will find him. لَوَجَدُ اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. We would have found Allah that he is very much tawwab, who accepts tawbah of the bondsmen, of the servants of Allah. And he is Rahim. مَلْ مَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. Masih, son of Mary, was nothing but a messenger. وَقَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُولٌ. And before him, so many messengers had come, had gone. If he was a messenger, Moses was also a messenger of Allah. Ibrahim was also a messenger of Allah. Nuh was also a messenger of Allah. Hud was also a messenger of Allah. Saleh was also a messenger of Allah. Shoaib was also a messenger of Allah. Lut was also a messenger of Allah. He was also a messenger of Allah. Man Masih ibn Maryam illa Rasul qad khalaq min qablihi rusul wa ummuhu Siddiqa. And his mother was among the most righteous. Siddiqa, this is the second degree from above. Third degree from below. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ عَنَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّيقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. The pious Muslims, virtuous Muslims, Salihin. A step upward, Shuhada. Still higher up, Siddiqeen. Topmost, Anbiya. This Nabuwah was never given to any woman, because it entails a very heavy burden of responsibility to be persecuted by the people. This Risala and Nabuwah was reserved and had been reserved for men only. The topmost position to which a woman could reach is Siddiq, Siddiqa. In our Ummah, As-Siddiq al-Akbar, Abu Bakr. As-Siddiqatul Kubra, Khadija radiyallahu anha. Ummuhu Siddiqa. She was also not a part of Godhead. Must remember this Trinity. In the beginning, this was another Trinity. They included Mary also in Trinity, Godhead. Later they changed, excluded Mary, Maryam, alayhi salam, and included the ghost, the Holy Ghost, Ruhul Qudus. This Trinity has changed during the passage of time. Otherwise, Mary was also one of the three. God as Father, Jesus as Son of God, Mary as God Mother. And actually, this Trinity they borrowed from the Egyptians. When Christianity spread from Palestine towards Rome, now the passage was through Egypt. And the ancient Egypt, they believed in a Trinity. God as Father, Horus, the Son of God, Isis, the God Mother. They had a Trinity. So the Christians also, they imitated them. And they invented Trinity into Islam. It was Islam. The religion of Jesus, alayhi salatu wasalam, was Islam. They introduced Trinity into Islam. And the first Trinity was God as Father, the Heavenly God, the Heavenly Father. Then Jesus, Son of God, and Mary, the God Mother. Later on, they excluded Mary, and now the Trinity is God as Father, Jesus, Son of God, and the Holy Ghost. That is why you will find that next ayah. بَلْ مَسِيحُ بْنُ مَرْيَمَ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ وَأُمُّهُ صِدِّيقَةٌ كَانَا يَأْكُلَانِ الطَّعَامَ. Both of them used to eat meals. Well, Allah doesn't need any meals. Neither Masih was God, nor Mary was God. Kana yakulana ta'am. So here the first form of Trinity is being discussed. Undur kaifa nubayyinu lahumul ayat sumandur anna yufakun. Look to it, how we are making the things clear to them, explaining everything. And then look again. Anna yufakun. Where from they are being deluded away. After all these things having been cleared, then they are turning to the other side. قُلَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا نَفْعًا. Ask them, do you want to worship besides Allah, who doesn't have any authority for you, neither of good or benefit, nor of any harm? فَاللَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ لَا تَغْلُوا فِي دِينِكُمْ. Again the same word, غُلُوْ. Don't exaggerate. Don't exceed the limits. You love Jesus, very well, you must love him. But don't raise him to the level of Godhead. Oh Muslims, you love Muhammad? It's very good, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You must love him from the depths of your heart. You must love him more than anybody else, except Allah. The Prophet said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. None of you can be a real mu'min unless he loves me more than his father and his son and all the human beings. Love him, but don't raise him to the level of Godhead. لا تغلو في دينكم غير الحق, which is not حق. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا أَهْوَاءَ قَوْمٍ قَدْ ضَلُّوا. Don't follow the wishes of a nation who had gone astray, the Egyptians. You have followed them. You have imitated them. قَدْ ضَلُّوا مِنْ قَبْلُ. They had gone astray before. وَضَلُّوا كَثِيرًا. And they have made so many to go astray. أَنْ وَضَلُّوا عَنْ سَوَاءِ السَّبِيلِ. And they had gone astray from the right path. Don't follow them. Don't imitate them. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم.